New York City mayoral primary is here. New York City residents can continue to vote early until June 20th. The official primary date is June 22nd. This voting cycle is unlike any other for New Yorkers. With so many options, you may be feeling a little lost in the process. Longtime New York City resident and retired teacher Cy Lambert has voted in almost all mayoral elections since 1979.
I think the main difference this time is there seems to be a huge amount of potentials, a lot of candidates. And in the past, even in the primaries, it seemed as though there were very few options. So it was easy to keep track of who was running for what.
With 13 candidates on the ballot for mayor and a new ranked choice voting system in place, voters might feel overwhelmed and confused by ranked choice voting. But it gives voters the option to rank candidates in order of your preference. Out of the 13 candidates running, you can rank your top five in order from favorite to fifth favorite. Lambert says this process helps tackle the task of choosing from the large pool of this year's choices.
Many elections in the past, the primary, there was only one or two people. And so to me, it was kind of like, well, what's the point of even voting in the primary if there's only one candidate running in the primary? So why are we even having that? But in this case, you know, it's going to be very important. And since I don't think any of the candidates are the be-all and end-all for the city's issues, this will help people kind of feel like they're not being locked out just by picking only one person.
Ranked choice voting works by gradually eliminating the lower performing candidates. When counting the votes, the first choices will be tallied until the 13th place choice is determined. This will eliminate the 13th place candidate, and anyone who voted for that candidate will have their second choice option moved up to their first choice. This process will continue for the remaining candidates until one candidate ends up with the majority of the votes. It's important to remember that your first choice will not be affected by ranking other choices below them. Those other candidates will only count if your first choice is eliminated. If there's an issue in your community you want resolved, voting is a major way to make your voice heard and make that change happen. Some New York City residents share why voting in local elections is important to them.
I think it's important to vote because you want to be heard, you want your voice to be heard, and you want to select the right person who represents your ideals.
Voting is important, especially here in New York, because, you know, people want change, you know, there's things that are like going on in the world. And like, I think if people want that change, people got to step up and demand it, you know.
New York City took a big hit during COVID, and we need people with the proven smarts, experience, and commitment to helping us rebuild.
Having elected officials that can tailor policies and legislation to the specific needs of cities or towns that they preside over ensures that local communities get the individual attention that they deserve. Making your voices heard in local elections means that the people of your community get to decide who takes care of and fights for you.
Voting in the mayoral primary elections ends on June 22nd. If you're not sure of your polling place, you can go to findmypollsite.vote.nyc. Angela Palumbo, WBAI, New York.